Some sad news today. Bobby Hatfield, a member of the Righteous Brothers, died last night. Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates has this appreciation.
Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch.
Bobby Hatfield was half of the R&B duo The Righteous Brothers, and for 40 years, the music they created, called Blue-Eyed Soul by fans and critics alike, was a perennial favorite from basement rec rooms to prom ballrooms to top 40 radio stations. While Hatfield and Medley grew up in Southern California, their signature style was poles away from their contemporaries, the Beach Boys. They got their name when they sang together at a club one evening, and an appreciative black Marine in the audience shouted out, "That was Righteous Brothers!" Bill Crandall, senior editor for Rolling Stone magazine, says Hatfield and Medley's soul sound was so convincing, a lot of people didn't think blonde, blue-eyed guys were actually doing the singing.
A lot of people thought they were black, that the song, You Lost That Loving Feeling, first of all, they thought it was way too slow to ever be on the radio, and people did think that it was a black man singing it.
And they didn't think it was imitative. Unlike other white performers from Elvis to Eminem who sang black, the Righteous Brothers sound, Crandall says, was the real thing for good reason.
These guys had done their homework. I mean, these guys had grown up in Southern California basically listening to all black music late at night. And when I spoke with the Righteous Brothers, they were saying, yeah, that's what they were into, listening to, the Penguins and Earth Angel, and that's how they wanted to sing. They didn't want to sing like Bing Crosby.
That genuine sound allowed them to endure for several generations, and their popularity spiked when movies used them for soundtracks. Most famously, Hatfield's raspy tenor soared in the film Ghost. The two continued to tour several weeks of each year and had no plans to stop. Although, as Bill Medley admits, now fans are coming up to them telling them that that loving feeling had been played at their grandparents' wedding. That was scary, said Medley, but still welcome. Bobby Hatfield died last night, just before the duo was scheduled to perform in Michigan. He was 63 years old. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.